Good morning. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning, Brad. Happy Manufacturing Month.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And my buddy Paul is with me, Paul Pacelli.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Now, let us talk directly about the economy ahead. I've wanted to ask you this question because of your position. And, you know, you are, Catherine, I don't know how many people tell you this, but you're very, very well respected.
Well, thank you.
In the state. So the first question, where are we going and what are some of the challenges?
Well, that's broadly, the state has made a lot of progress since the Great Recession, maybe not at the pace we all wanted. But, you know, there are industries such as manufacturing that have really staged a comeback, which is quite important to our economy. And it's really important to put manufacturing into perspective because, as you know, for 25 years, we lost thousands and thousands, actually 100,000 jobs in manufacturing. And so it's really good news that over the last 4 or 5 years, we've turned the tide and we've actually seen the growth of jobs, about 2,000 new jobs just in the last year in manufacturing and more past that. So we're now up to over 10% of our employment is in manufacturing and growing pretty rapidly. And on the horizon is just more growth for manufacturing. Submarines are growing, and so, of course, all of the supply chain for electric boat and electric boat itself are seeing incredible growth and lots of demand for good workers. And the same is happening in aerospace. So the aerospace manufacturers that are located in the state that support both commercial and defense-related manufacturing are seeing an increase in their demand as well. So it's all very positive news, and I think that's going to continue into the future, given the strategy of our defense system in the United States.
Catherine, you just touched on something I wanted to get into. When people hear manufacturing, a lot of people, I think you'll agree, they think of, you know, heavy manufacturing. They think of, you know, cars, automobiles, big ticket items. But give us an example, if you can, of what manufacturing in Connecticut. There's a lot of component business, is there not, and smaller items that still fall under manufacturing that I think a lot of people might not be, you know, might not be top of mind, correct?
You're absolutely right. I mean, we do, of course, make huge submarines here and assemble them down in Groton. But we also have a number of feeder companies, these smaller supply chain companies that are making, honestly, very small, extremely precise parts that go into an engine that make sure it runs perfectly, that go into, you know, the blade of a submarine or whatever it might be. We also have medical device companies here that are making inserts into heart valves and things like that. So it is absolutely a really diverse and interesting set of manufacturers we have here, from the very, very small nanoscale right up to, you know, the huge submarines that get made down in Groton.
Catherine, something has bothered me recently, and it's the talk and the discussion about folks that can be hired in Connecticut, because we are really getting up there, and some of them are not qualified, to be very, very honest. Are you having any facts like that yet?
You know, it's been challenging for the manufacturers now, because there is so much more demand for qualified and, you know, well-trained individuals to go into that field. The state has responded by increasing by 70% the School of Engineering at UConn, by more than tripling the number of students that come out of our community college advanced manufacturing programs, by, you know, supporting the tech high school manufacturing. You name it, we're trying to make sure that we are putting our money right where those potential new jobs are. But having said that, there is so much demand that I think sometimes people are hired that may not have all the right qualifications, so that could happen. But again, there's apprenticeship programs now that there never was before. There's incumbent worker training programs. You know, places like Goodwin College have created mobile labs that they can take around to different parts of the state to help train people on the work at the work site. So there's just a lot of work being done to make sure that we can in fact fill these jobs with qualified individuals.
Yeah, Catherine, the couple of minutes we have left, final question. That to me, you touched on it. I think it's so important that you go down to even the high school level and then build up from there through junior college and college to tell these students, hey, you know, white collar college jobs, those are fine, but you know, there are these manufacturing opportunities out there where you're in dire need here in the state, and you can make some pretty good money.
You can. In fact, we have a program that we support called Dream It, Do It. It's geared at kids in fifth through eighth grade and right into high school with that notion of, you know, manufacturing is not that dirty job that you think of when you think of, you know, the way your grandfather worked. You know, these are tech jobs in many cases. These are jobs that are safe and secure, and they pay extremely well. And so, yes, we try to encourage kids by going right to their school campuses and bringing kids to the local manufacturers to say, hey, this is a career you really might want to take a hard look at. So, yes, it's really important to get a good pipeline of students in the mix so that as more and more people retire and as this growth in the industry continues, we will have a very skilled workforce to take their place.
You know, Catherine, talking with Catherine Smith, Commissioner, Connecticut Department of Economic and Community Development, I don't think that we pass this information along often enough. And I tell you something right now, just the few things that you have said this morning, I was thinking, and that here we go, we can certainly help so many.
Yeah.
So from time to time, we're going to call you up. Is that all right?
Absolutely. And hey, you know, if people want to hear more about Manufacturing Month, go out to our website, decd.org. And we have a schedule of activities for the month, and it's going to be a good one.
Well, Catherine, thanks a million for being with us this morning, and Paul and I will be calling you again.
You bet. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.